All right. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Geocaching Down Under podcast. Thank you for joining us. How are you going, Gary?
I'm good there, mate. I'm sorry. I just lost you a little bit. No, got you there. I'm good. How are you going?
Yeah, all good this side of the coast. How about you?
Yeah, no, we're going all right up here, mate. It's nice. It's decent temperature. It's not too cold. Good weather for caching. Just haven't got around to it.
That's right. Making time. Life gets in the way.
That's it. Oh, dear. We're joined with the usual suspects are in the chat room again, and a few other ones that I haven't heard of before. Great, but I probably know them, but just a different name tonight.
Yes.
But, yeah, so we've got Oz Fox and Thomas Schultz, Kitty Catch, DTY, Benj Ward, Red Ronso. We've got C. Michelle, Darren Archer. There's heaps of people in there tonight, which is nice.
It is nice.
Welcome everybody.
Some familiar faces and some new ones. Cool. All right, well, let's get into it. As we said in all our promos, we have got a jam-packed show for you this evening, so let's get underway. A little bit of housekeeping just to start off the show. Don't forget, guys, this is a family show, so we would appreciate it if you kept it PG. No naughty comments in the chat room, please. We do have a moderator on board, so if anyone is getting rowdy, you're gone.
Yep. So, as usual, tonight we're going to go around the place and check around what's going on around the traps. We're going to have a chat with our special guests who have joined us tonight. Unfortunately, there's no mailbag. Nobody's written in for us this month, but we are hoping to get something else going this month, and hopefully it'll be an ongoing thing, so we'll touch base on that a little bit later. And thanks to John and Di from geostuff.com, we have another giveaway.
Hey!
Excellent.
We have a giveaway.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So if you haven't already, get something to drink, have a chat in the room, feel free. Like we said, keep it clean. Just, you know, it's family friendly. There's kids who watch it as well. So, and yeah, enjoy the show.
Cool. All right. Let's move on to Around the Traps, which I'm just going to race on through because there is no real changes to last month.
No.
Everything is still going ahead. Keep your eye on social media and the newsletters and see what happens.
Yeah, so everything's the same as what it was last month, but it is worth noting that Queensland have finally opened up to most of New South Wales, so Daybra could be going ahead now. We've just got to wait on restrictions and all that sort of stuff, number of people. So we're just flicking through these banners pretty quick because we've got a fair bit on tonight. We've also... Like we said last month, we've got Memory Lane souvenirs and Wonders of the World. They're still going. Can you believe it? It's finally nearly done. There's only about a month and a half left of them. Like, they've only seemed to be going for the whole
time. I still don't have my Wonders of the World.
Don't you?
No.
Has everyone else got them yet? Surely most people have got them by now. Maybe the Victorians might be still running around trying to find some, but rumor has it that everything's going to be eased pretty soon there too, so... hopefully we'll get it all going and it'll all be back to normal soon.
Fingers crossed.
International Earth Cache, the souvenir. Did you get that? Did everyone get that?
I actually made a point to go and get that. How about yourself?
Yeah, we went down. There was one a little bit south from us, so we went and done the trip. And it was, when I say trip, it was like a 20-minute, half-an-hour drive or something for us. So yeah. Nice little park there. It was good.
Nice. So,
yeah, so, and I'm pretty sure the Adventure Labs, if you don't already have an Adventure Lab, that's still going, the geocaching.com/play/request/Adventure Lab, and you can request one. There's just see the terms and conditions there. You can potentially get one up and going. So that's really everything that was news that we've already had on here before. So we've got a couple of new things that have come up. HQ announced the other day that I can never say this right. I think it's GIF. Is it GIF? G-I-F-F. Not going ahead this year. They're going to release a best of GIF, which is going to be a film reel to the public with submissions from every year since 2013. And that's, watch out for that on November 17. So what's that, about a week away? So they'll be releasing that then. And one of Australia's favourited caches, most favourited caches, the Pheasant's Home, GC21ET0. It's gone missing again, apparently. And the CO, yeah, I think they've had enough. It's gone missing a few times. Yeah. So it's not coming back. So it's going to finish its run on 943 finds, 44 DNFs, 370 favourite points. And the first to find there was Team Buxton on the 28th of November 2009. So it's been around for a while. It's a bit of a shame, but yeah, that one's gone. gone. So, but anyway, cache of the month. We've got now with New South Wales. If you've actually been onto the Geocaching New South Wales website, you'll see that it's slightly different to what I've got here. And that's because this is the one that we would have showed you if we went to air last week. So if I showed the one that's on there now, we'd not get this one. So cache of the month for New South Wales September is Pirouette in the Park. It's situated on the, near the Maria River, not too far from the Batemans Bay area. It was placed in 2018. 27 finds, 16 favourite points, and that's GC80YB1, and that's New South Wales' cache of the month for September. And I think we're going to be here in three weeks' time, so I'll tell you the new one then.
I was going to say, November has been released. Do you want me to tell you the details on that one?
If you want to, if you've got it handy.
Yeah, no worries. So geocache of the month for October. Sorry, not November, is actually, it's called Nullaroo. It's GC39Q2N, GC39Q2N, and it is actually up in the Bald Rock National Park, which is 45 minutes south of Stanthorpe, 20 minutes from Tenterfield, so up near the New South Wales-Queensland border. And this one was actually nominated by See My Shell. Okay. So you've got a hike up, a large rock, and it's the biggest rock in Australia that you're still able to climb. So you get some amazing views at the top. And it's a multi-cache. So
I was going to say it screams like it's an earth cache, but it's a multi.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you actually get to find an ammo can at the end, so it's sort of worth all the trouble.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find South Australia's one for this month. I'll have another look again and try to get it up for next month. But WA, they've started up again. So they've got a cache of the month, WA, which is BYOB number 8 in Denmark, which is, I'm pretty sure it's a bring your own battery series. This one's got 331 finds in 7.5 years with 182 favorite points. So it's located 430 Ks from Perth in the great southern region of WA. So it's got a fair few favorite points. If you're over that way, why not? But bring a battery or two.
BYOB, I love it.
And so that's around the traps, done in a nutshell. That's done really quickly. So
go us.
So feel free if you see any good, like really good caches that are worth noting and that aren't already in the cache of the month, get onto your local state and nominate them if they got a cache of the month, or if you don't have one, let us know and we'll put it on here as well.
Let's move on to the next section. Alrighty, Gary, I will throw to you and you can introduce our guests.
Okay, tonight's guests. You may have already met our guests at a mega somewhere. They're usually there with their pop-up store. They're also a great supporter of our show here, providing with some awesome giveaways for our viewers. So tonight we have John and Di from geostuff.com joining us for a few questions. Where are we? Ed. There we go. Hey. How you going, John? Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
We have a dog.
Who have we got there?
This is Fatty.
Fatty.
This is Ned's dog.
Oh, okay, I can see Ned in the background there. Looks like you can do it for feed.
Yeah, we keep feeding him, but then it just keeps going through him.
Fair enough. Barley belly.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys, and thank you again for the support of the show. Like, we really appreciate it, and the viewers and listeners appreciate it too. We've given away quite a few prizes already on the show.
Oh, so, yes. Yeah. Everyone's very
thank you very much for that.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So we do have a few questions for you. That's why we got you on here. And if anybody in the chat room has any questions as well, just let us know. We'll put them up on the wall, and we'll see how we go. So some nice, easy ones for you to start with.
Yeah, oh,
you've already answered the first one for us, I think, with how you've logged in here. It's what's your caching name and how did you come up with it?
Snappy Tomcats came from the cat food, Snappy Tomcats cat food.
Oh, okay.
many, many moons ago, way before caching, we ended up with our pet names for each other was Spotty and Megs. From that, there was a couple of little puppet cats on an advert for Snappy Tom's cat food. So we ended up with their names. So when it came to doing a joint name for caching, it sort of seemed obvious to go Snappy Tomcats.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I just got distracted by a comment that was just thrown up. When did you start caching?
2013. Well, actually, it was a bit before that. Our first caching
almost caused divorce.
Yeah, we nearly killed each other.
Went for a five straight away.
No, we actually went for a multi-cache, which I had no idea what a multi-cache was. And it actually wasn't even geocaching.com. It was the like the three open source caching, I think it was.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, so I downloaded the wrong app to start with and had no idea what we were doing. And, yeah, we ended up having a massive barney in a park, and we sort of both stormed off, and caching never wasn't mentioned again for quite a few weeks. And then Australia Day 2013 was when I was sort of game enough to sort of mention, you know, would you like to find another cache? From there we were hooked.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
We were heading out to see our daughter for a barbecue or something, and we ended up ringing her, telling her that it would probably be an hour or two late. I think seven caches later we actually arrived.
Oh, there you go. It's funny how trips seem to take longer now that caching's involved in the planning.
Yeah, there's normal time and then there's caching time.
Yeah, that's right. I think it took us 12 hours to get back from Canberra one night. Oh, one day. It's usually a 6-hour trip or something. So, but yes, anyway. So, 2013 ish. So, what are some of your stats? Do you have them handy? Like, what's your find?
So far we're at 5,116 finds.
Nice.
Sneaking up on good friends of ours, Dunmowen.
Yep.
The best day we had was thanks to Felix too. That was 180 finds on Yorks. That was, you know, the massive power trail down at Yorks.
There's about 900 caches.
900 caches, all 160 caches, or 160 metres apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So is that the one that's got a whole heap of like geo art and stuff, sorry?
No, the geo art's down lower.
Oh, it's down a bit lower. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, this one runs basically straight down the middle.
Yeah, it's okay. Called,
is it Fishy Tails?
Something like that.
Yeah, Fishy Tails. Yeah, right. It starts at the top of Yorks and it runs right down the middle all the way down to the bottom basically. There's about 800 odd caches all 160 meters apart.
Yeah, right. Dude, that sounds like fun to maintain.
Yeah. So we've actually found a cache in every state in Australia. We found 11 in Japan and 30-odd in New Zealand.
Cool. That's pretty good.
So what's your favourite cache type to find then?
Well, Di likes Adventure Labs.
Okay.
I like a good, well-thought-out traditional or, you know, like field puzzle type thing.
Yep. Can you tell us one of your favourite caching stories, experiences? Like you told us the first one where it was like divorce, but what about any fun ones?
I think for me it would have to be a Roy Merck cache in Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the one called the Disarming Bomb. I don't know if anyone has found it, but if you have, you'd understand. We were down there. We were over there for the WA Goes Big.
Yep.
And we'd travelled down to Denmark and we'd met other friends from SA that had come across Travelling Bees.
Yep.
And we had gone to Denmark specifically to find some of the, so like the Roy Merck caches.
Yep.
And we'd come to this one, and I won't say too much about it because if you haven't found it, it's spectacular.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's just say that I actually opened it, and it made a rather large bang. And I looked up after I'd sort of composed myself to see everyone just running away.
Scared the absolute crap out of us.
It was hilarious.
If ever
anyone is in Denmark, it's a must-do cache.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Just got any of you over there, a must-do.
Just got one from you from the chat room. Question for you. How do we do that? There we go. Have you hidden any caches yourselves? If so, any advice for the new hiders?
We have. We actually have about 80 hides.
Oh, wow.
70 of those, 62 or something, we actually adopted from a cacher over here that we were sort of close to who unfortunately passed away.
Oh, okay, yep.
So about 15 or so are actual our ones. I would say the best advice would be put a cache out that actually fits. So I don't mind mint tins where mint tins fit or go. They do have a place. But if you've got a large area with a massive tree and whatnot, don't throw a mint tin under a bush. You know, put out a decent cache, put some thought into it. Caches that we very rarely give out favourite points. But if a lot of thought has been put in or a lot of effort has been put in, then we'll always give a favourite point for that cache, for that find. And that's the biggest thing, I think, is when new people come in, they'll find a mint tin under a bush and think that's the norm. So then, you know, when that comes time to put one out, they'll put a mint tin out in the bush. So really sort of think about your hide, think about why you're putting the cache there, don't just put a cache there just because, there's an empty spot here, we can just put a cache. Have put a bit of forethought and why you're bringing people to that spot.
Yep. Well said. I like it. All right. Well, that was the easy questions.
Can we go now?
Not yet.
You want to shoot that first one off, PC?
No worries. All right. So your business is obviously more than just caching related. What came first for you? Was it caching or was it the business?
No, the business or the shop actually came well before caching. We bought the shop in 2001. Mm-hmm. Accidentally, we actually went in there to buy a pen.
Bought a shop. Yeah. I hate it when that happens. It happens all the time for us.
See, we're both Geminis. We're very impulsive.
Same. So it must be a Gemini thing. I always buy a shop whenever I walk in for a pen.
Yeah. So we bought the shop and we did actually buy the pen. And then when just after we started geocaching, we were like really excited and we wanted to go into a shop and buy some geocaching stuff and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So we had a look online and we found that the only shop in Adelaide that sold geocaching merchandise was a little place in I can't even remember what they're called.
Electric in Adelaide, Bug.
The Electric Bug. They sold like GPS units and TV radios and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And because we hopped in the car and drove down there to buy all of our caching stuff and walked in and couldn't see any caching stuff anywhere. And this guy came over and said to us, can I help you? And I said, oh, yeah. I said, do you sell geocaching stuff? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, follow me. Walked around the corner, around the back of the counter, and he pulled out a shoebox and put it on the counter.
Literally, a shoebox.
And it had a few TBs, a few nanos, and I think some Mozzie bracelet thingies.
Mozzie bands.
Yeah, and it was sort of like, oh, really?
That's really inspiring.
Okay, we'll have one of these and we'll have that. So I said to Di, I said, look, we've got the shop already. We could sort of dedicate a little corner of it and stock a few bits and pieces, more for our own sort of use than offering it to everyone else as well. So we started, we registered with Groundspeak, became a distributor, and started selling geocaching merchandise. So, that's excellent. Where it all started for us.
You still enjoy it?
Yes.
Yeah. very much.
Do you get much of it? Well, I mean, obviously not this year, but do you enjoy going to the events and the megas and meeting people?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's one of the absolute highlights for us.
Highlight megas you've been to, or the furthest ones? The highlight megas you've been to, or maybe the furthest one?
The furthest one would be the Wollongong one last year, which was only like 2 months after the Queanbeyan one. Yes. So it was like, go over, come back, go over again.
Oh, right, you did it. Yeah, okay, you'd have to, wouldn't you? Because there was just enough time that you couldn't hang around, so to speak.
We couldn't hang around, no, so we had to go back and then come back.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But, that absolutely loved the megas.
Yeah.
One of the biggest highlights for me is just catching up with all our friends and meeting new people and I love that.
Yeah. It is definitely a way to meet people heading off to the megas, like all these names that you see on the notepads and stuff, and all of a sudden, oh, you're that person.
Is that you?
So I've just got a question here from the room. Just got a question here from the room from Danielle DTY. Is GS stuff a full-time job or is it just a side business of your business?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Permanent part-time.
Yeah.
Permanent
part-time. It's not our full-time gig. It's actually sort of part of Australia White Badgers. It's part of our shop, basically.
Yep. Yep.
So we sort of, if we just did geo stuff, we wouldn't survive.
Yeah, okay.
There's not enough margin in geocaching merchandise to run a full-time operation sort of thing, and to cover all your shop costs, your overheads, electricity and all that sort of stuff. So it's sort of as an overall sort of business, it sort of fits in well with what we already do. Because like some of the stuff that we can actually do in the shop, we can actually manufacture as Australia White Badgers.
Yeah, that's handy.
So it's kind of, it's not a side business, but it's not the full-time business either.
Yeah, fair enough. It's, yeah, like you said, permanent part-time. I like that.
Yeah.
So have you guys been to a mega, like, just as Acacia, or is it all as a shop always been along for the ride?
No, we have. We've just worked that out actually. The first mega we went to with the shop was the Parkville Mega. We were lucky enough to have Carl and Deb, who were the previous owners of GeoStuff. Yep. They came along to help us out because we were absolutely petrified. prior to that, we'd actually been to about six megas just as caches.
Yeah. Okay, yep. Oh, very good. So you guys, you must have met some characters over the, like from everywhere that you've been with the shop and the megas and stuff. Like, do you enjoy the social side of what the shop exposes you to?
Yeah,
absolutely. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's actually the one of the sort of the highlights.
The best part.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me.
I mean, we've met so many people, but more than that, we've met some lifelong friends as well. Geocaching through the shop, so it's certainly the icing on the cake sort of thing.
Yeah.
We went on a cruise. Was that this year?
No, that was last year.
My God.
I was going to say, this year you're in trouble.
No. At the beginning of the year for our 25th wedding anniversary. And we got a message from, who was it from? Felix too, to say, oh, there's a couple of people we know that I think are on the same cruise ship as you. And that was John and Lorraine from Dunmowen.
And they're lovely.
Yeah. And so we actually met up with them in this teeny tiny little bar. And it was about 3 months later, we get a message from them saying, was your offer to come and park our caravan and stay? Was that a genuine one? And we went, yeah. And they spent, it was about 5 weeks.
Yeah.
About 5 weeks here. And we'd only known them for a week.
In our backyard.
Yeah, in our backyard. And they've been back again. And yeah, they are just the very, very dear and close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just quickly, just on the chat room there, we've got, if it all comes up, Dale said, can I just say, just realize that that you guys are the GeoStuff owners. I've talked to you, Di, for my first order. Thank you so much. I've placed another order. It's great to see faces and now to put two and two together for me. So there you go, Dale Hart.
Oh,
cool. Good to know that you've placed another order. So I must have
done, must have done something right. There you go.
There's another question from the chat room as well. I'll put this one up for you. Do you or would you sell items handmade by independent creators?
Yes.
Potentially.
Well,
depends what it is.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. Obviously, we try and sort of keep the pricing as good as possible. We actually, our stamp holders, I don't know if you know the 3D printed ones,
yep.
Are actually made, but we get them made by a guy here in SA. Okay. And they're actually made specifically for those stamps.
Okay.
You know, he custom made them, you know, to fit the date stamps.
Okay.
Yep.
We do a lot of prizes
last month too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And he also does the 3D
mazes,
like the cache thingies that you have.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, twist open sort of thing. Look, if anyone's got anything that they make and they want us to put it on the shop, yeah, get in touch.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much for that.
So with all of the different merch that you guys sell, do you get much of a heads up from HQ on the upcoming promotion so that you can order in advance? And if you do, how do you keep the secret?
Easy, we don't tell anyone.
Yes.
Yes, we do. We actually do get a little bit of a heads up generally on merchandise that's being released for different promotions and whatnot. So, yeah.
Is that like a month's notice or?
Yeah, sometimes. It can be sort of anywhere from like only a couple of weeks to a month. Right. We generally do get access to ordering the stuff before it's made public. Mm-hmm. But generally it's only sort of a week to 2 weeks. So basically depends on when we're ordering from the US.
Yeah.
Like lately, or certainly this year, it's been a nightmare trying to get stuff in because it just takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had an order actually with a supplier in the UK that we should have had by now, but it ended up going to France instead and sort of rattled around France for about a week and then went back to the UK and now it's on its way to us. So, that's a bit of a challenge.
Are they travel bugs?
Christmas.
No. No, so we can't rack up the kilometres on that.
Not travel bugs? That's unfortunate.
We did actually have an order from Germany where we get a lot of our logbooks from that came to Australia.
Came to Sydney, then went back to Europe.
Travelled around Europe.
And that was only this year, and then eventually came back to Sydney and then we eventually got it. So it took about 5 months, I reckon.
Wow. So we had a vacation before it even got to you.
Yeah.
It's done more miles than what I have.
Travelled more than any of us this year.
This kitty catch is just making mention of the mazes you were talking about before, saying they're very good, very tricky.
Yeah, they are good.
They are good
I
fun.
Don't play with them.
I think I played with one the first mega that we went to at Morissette, and I just shook my head and gave it back. But good fun though. So with Christmas just around the corner, are there any Christmassy themed geo presents available, or soon to be available? And could you tell us about them?
Yes, there will be the free Christmas tag that Groundspeak do every year.
Okay, yeah.
So you spend $25 and you get a free tag.
Yep.
So that will be, they will probably be available early December, I would think.
So that's with every $25. So if you place an order for $86, you'll get three.
You'll get tags.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, yeah, so for every $25, you get a free tag.
That's pretty good.
I think it's so like a little holly or something. This year.
It's very pretty.
And when did you say that one was from? From that first.
It should be available early December.
Okay.
You'll probably put that promotion out on your website and stuff, I'm assuming, will you?
Yes. We'll put it up.
No worries. And give us a heads up too. We'll chuck it out on here as well and make sure everyone's aware of it all.
As soon as that's opened, I am shopping. It's like 2-for-1. You buy presents for other people and you get something for yourself.
You get something for yourself.
That's right.
Up here for thinking.
Oh, Kieran, unlucky, mate. Kieran, just bugger, I just spent $100.
Well, Kieran, spend another 100 and you'll get another 4.
There you go. Just got to wait a little bit.
Yeah, that's
right. This is another thing we're going to be doing. I don't know if you can see that.
Printing.
So, oh, yeah, coffee mugs, yep.
Yeah, coffee mugs with your avatar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
They can be made trackable.
Sorry about the light reflection.
That's all right. Yeah, we get the tag on it.
Yeah, you can make them trackable if you want. They're not on the site yet, but they will be very soon.
Excellent. Yeah. So that's another idea for Christmas.
When's a good time for people to purchase their products if they want to get them by Christmas?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would say a safe cutoff would probably be around about the 14th of December, simply because we just don't know what Australia Post is going to be doing. On top of COVID, they're going to have like all of the Christmassy stuff. So I reckon there's going to be some serious delays. Sort of come sort of closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
So I just got Sandy there in the chat room. So, so cool. I definitely want one. That's in reference to your cup.
Hi, Sandy.
and we've come to the last actual question. Oh, hang on. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Something else that we can do is personalised T-shirts, things like that with, people's avatar or casing name, but they're always a good thing for Christmas presents. We've just got the mega bison, the really, really big bisons in, and we're offering putting people's casing name or their avatar on the bottom, which hopefully may deter people from...
I'm licking them.
Doing a five-finger discount.
For them going to talk about. So that'd be another really good thing for Christmas. And just little things like that.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Mm.
Well, we've got one more question on our sheet here for you. And if anybody else has any questions in the chat, put them through now. But where and when did Ned join you? You can see Ned behind you.
we inherited this guy basically when we bought the shop from Carl and Deb. He was a mascot for them for several years.
So when
we purchased the shop from them, he came with us.
Yeah.
So he's sort of been our sort of mascot since.
He's a talking point, that's for sure.
Well, he currently stands out the front of the shop.
In the front window, not outside.
In the front window, sort of greeting people as they come past, and along with his dog, Fatty.
Fatty.
Yeah, he's actually trackable if anyone wants to. I don't know if you can see that.
You can say it out if you want. No, is it?
PCC.
4D4.
There you go. PCC 4D4. It does work.
And Ned is M-E-T 3W1.
M-E-T-3-W-1. Yeah, there you go. A couple of bonus trackables for the night, guys, if you're into doing those. Kieran also just mentioned for you as well. Thanks, Kieran. That he ordered on the 2nd, it was shipped on the 4th and received on the 10th, and he's in Maitland. So that sort of gives you a bit of an idea. So he's in New South Wales there.
Yeah.
So gives you a bit of an idea on shipping times and all that, but it will get a bit more hectic come Christmas time. So
yeah, it does vary. We've had stuff sit back down.
You're a good boy.
I just broke his kneecap.
Oh dear. Be easy to replace. You can see it.
Yeah, look, postage is so varied at the moment that, you know, we just can't guarantee sort of a time frame. That's why I sort of said if you want stuff for Christmas, make sure it's basically ordered by the 14th to be safe.
No worries. Oh, we've also just had a request. Could you read out the trackable on the door? I can't see. You got a trackable on the door there?
Yeah. Hang on.
Sorry.
Trackable field day.
It is. There we go. OZXFZH for those playing on the replay. OZXFGH, was it?
ZH,
sorry, OZXFZH.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, and John is PCY99D. We've all got trackables. And so
you're on the other side.
PCY99D.
Yep, PCY99D. So PCY99D.
I'm going to have to get organised.
I can't get used to this reverse camera.
So PCFTPD.
That's it.
PCFTPD. There we go. All your trackable needs. Look at that. Oh, Kieran, yeah. Kieran's there again. He's put it up on the chat there for us. So there we go. PCY99D and PCFTPD. Thanks, Kieran.
That's it.
Excellent. So, and that rounds up our questions for you guys tonight. And there doesn't seem to be any more in the chat room at this stage. So I think yous are done.
Is there anything else that John and I, you wanted to let all of us know? Did we miss anything?
No, I think we're sort of good.
Yeah, I think so. I just want to say thank you to all of our supporters as well through
absolutely.
All of the horrendous stuff that's been going on. Everybody has been amazing, and so if ever they're coming through the Barossa Valley in South Australia, the best wine area in Australia, might I add.
Yes.
Call in and say hi, because we would just love to meet you.
And some cheap camping.
Pardon?
Some cheap camping in your backyard.
Five weeks available.
We could fit maybe 4 caravans, small ones, in the backyard. Very small.
So we go. Thanks heaps for our red Ronso hats.
You're welcome, darling.
Very good. Well, that wraps up our Q&A. So you want to take us out there, PCE?
Yeah, all right. Well, if you'd like to join us on the podcast, please contact us on the email geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Let us know if there's a topic you would like us to discuss or bring up. Please let us know. Okay, let us move on. Okay, guys, so some exciting news this month. We are launching a new competition. So Gary and I, we've got our heads together, and we are asking for you to submit on Facebook your favorite geocaching pictures that you've taken while you're out geocaching. You must be the owner of the picture or have permission from the owner to use the pitcher. And what we're going to do is we're going to run a little voting competition each month, and we're going to be picking a winner, and we're picking the winners based on the number of likes on each picture. Once we get through to November next year, we're going to compile all the winners from each month, and what we're going to do is we're going to make a geocaching down under calendar. So that will be for sale next November, early December. So we're looking to get that underway. So that's exciting.
So everyone's got a phone while you're out and about. If you see something good, something, it doesn't even have to be the cache. It can be the view. It can be anything. But
it can be the cache. It can be the view. Yep.
Let us know. Send it in. And, hopefully by the end of it, we'll have a calendar that we can get going and have all the important dates that we know about in it, and should be good, right. Hopefully.
So the geocaching down under Facebook page, and you can submit your photos there.
Yep.
And then people can start liking and voting.
Yep. And also as well, look, we don't have any mailbag this month, but if you do have a story that you'd like us to read out or anything, let us know what's going on through the Gmail account there, the geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. And we'll get it on here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's your show. We want to be entertained by you, and we want to be entertaining for you. So let us know, and that would be great.
Yep.
All righty. Let's go to the next section. All righty. And now waiting in our green room is our secret surprise mystery guest. You know him. You love him. You recognize that face? Here he is. Sing my bell.
Oh, what an intro.
I got blocked in the chat room. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Oh. See, you're talking too much rubbish.
Really red. I know. I'm going to have a word to your lovely wife there, Gary, too. So.
Yeah, see, it doesn't take much. I'm surprised I haven't been blocked yet.
I got put on the naughty corner for 5 minutes. I got a 5 minute timeout. That's what it came up as. Anyway, that's great news, guys, too, about the calendar. That I love this idea. That's fantastic. Well done. Good job. Good job.
I've only got baby group photos, but baby group works.
And hello to you too, guys, John and Di as well. G'day to you too.
Hi. G'day. How are you?
How's this Rona stuff going? Jeez.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. Actually, I was listening to the podcast, listening all about you guys. I know all about you anyway, but that's all cool. Now, John, you say your state name like you're the Mexico of Australia, because you say SA. Hey, I'm in SA. I'm in SA, man. Like, you know.
Hey.
It's an SA. It's an SA. So. Incredible. Anyway, I'm taking over this podcast. Did you see what I'm here for?
So what have you got for us there, mate? What's that?
All right. It has. So I've been busy in this whole run of lockdown, because I was in lockdown for 2 weeks by myself in my house with not much to do, and I'm not good at geocaching puzzles. So I created a book, a geocaching book. It's a kid's book. It is a kid's book, and it has been published on Amazon Kindle at the moment, so it's only an ebook. You can get that anytime you like. Actually, this little code here, hotel 612 golf, hotel 612 golf, is the TV or trackable, and it's actually got the link in the trackable to the page for the book as well, so you can go from there.
That's clever.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been working on this book for?
I started in April and ended up getting it published in October. So
okay,
it's not too bad. I had to.
Have an idea in April.
Yeah, the idea came through in April about it, and I love kids' book stuff anyway and whatnot. So I thought to myself, well, I'm not very good. That's my artwork is not that good. That's not my artwork. So that artwork. Yeah, no, that's not my art. I can't say what I wanted to say, what sort of artist I am, but anyway.
You get blocked again. There,
I'll get blocked again. That art there comes from India.
Okay.
So I teamed up with a guy on Fiverr, F-I-V-V-E-R is a great little website there, and you can team up with all different professionals all over the world. And he did me up this book. It's 11 pages plus the cover. Very affordable and just all digital stuff. That's all I needed. And yeah, it's online now. So, but you know the biggest exciting thing right now that you two don't even know about?
What?
You don't know about this. You've been
hanging. We got no idea.
No idea. So, guys, just to let everyone else know who's listening, the Geocaching Down Under podcast is actually quite expensive to run. And these guys here need your support. They need your help. They do that only through Patreon. Patreon, patreon.com/ I think it's GC podcast. So anyway, have a look at that. That's all on there. Get on board, guys, because seriously, like, a cup of coffee a month is all it's going to cost you, and then these guys here can actually stop paying out of their pockets for it. So, and this is what happens, see? No one even knew this, because tonight, right now, your Patreons, your current Patreons, as of 7:30 p.m., not now, but 7:30 p.m., will get a free copy of this book. I'm giving you a free copy. All your Patreons get a free copy of this book. So there you go. There you go.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
That's all right.
That's awesome.
You got to support these things, guys. Like, seriously. I mean, I had plenty of support when the podcast was running through me and stuff, and I expect the same thing for you guys too. It's a great thing you guys do, and thank you so much for taking it over and keeping it going. So, yes.
Thank you very much for that, Craig. Well, that's awesome.
Patreons only. You'll get a free copy of this book tonight. I'll email it to them.
Thank you very much.
No drama.
So, hang on. Where's that little one?
All right then. Well, we might wrap things up for the night in that case.
Yeah, it has. The time has gotten away. It's nearly 8:30 again.
But
it's funny how quick it goes.
Only 8 o'clock here.
Oh well, we got ages then. Oh,
in Mexico. In Mexico.
Keep going. That's not a problem. All right. Well, I reckon it's prize time.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. Where are we up to? Sorry, I've got carried away with the chat and I'm not even caught up with the notes.
Well, I know.
Gary can't do two things at once. That's a problem.
I can't do two things at once.
Most men can't.
No.
Sorry, I thought that was my inside.
That's all right. You won't get blocked. Danielle probably agrees with you.
I got blocked. You know what I wrote when I got blocked? Geo stuff is the best, and capital BEST. It didn't even show it. There's your block.
That was because you're shouting, you see. You're shouting in the chat room.
Shouting is the best. The best.
Anyway, thank you everyone again for joining us here at GDU. We really appreciate everyone. So we're going to cut back to John and Di here for a prize draw, because they've got a pretty cool prize. I don't have a screenshot for it, but it is the bucket. Anyone seen the bucket?
Celebrating 20 years of geocaching.
That's on my list to get.
It's a bucket coin. So it comes with the bucket, and I think it's got a GPS and a tin of beans and something.
Well, that's the original. That's the original. Yeah.
Oh, video. That's right. That's the original stash.
The original stash, yeah.
Yeah. So John and Di's got that.
I know, straight up. Gary, what I've got here, that's an original stash TB coin. It looks awesome, right?
Yep.
How was the original stash first destroyed?
Lawnmower.
You should know.
That's a lawnmower.
How do you know? How was it first destroyed?
Talking to me? Oh, Di.
Oh, me? Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought that was the one of the questions.
No, John's got the questions already for us. No,
this is just a random question. I didn't even know about this. Yeah. I rattled off my head. Di,
didn't somebody run over it with a lawnmower?
Yes. There you go. It was run over with a lawnmower.
We won
last month.
Okay, no more questions, Craig, because John's got some questions, and that's how we're going to give them away. I have to mute you.
Hang on.
Okay.
No, I gave them to you.
Oh, okay, I've put them somewhere. Okay, so
get ready, chat room. We want your answers.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. I've just got to find them.
Hang on. Please hold.
Please hold.
I can find it. Do, 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 do. You'd rather watch me dance than sing.
I'm really sorry, guys, but I can't find it for some reason.
yeah, I can't.
What they were?
When?
I think I know what the first question was, and I think the second one's pretty much flows on from them. So I just can't really remember the answers off the top of my head, but I'm sure someone will know it.
How did I send them to you?
Email.
Email.
You can see we're really good with this stuff.
I was going to break it long then, but my mum always said that, you know, for a singer, I'm a good dancer, so probably not a good thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got nothing. I can't find it.
What was the first question?
Well, if I say it, then everybody's going to have to get ready to type it.
Oh.
So the first question was, who placed the first ever geocache?
No, Craig. The answer is two.
All right, I found it.
No, Candice, that's not right.
Don't make me block you again.
Oh, I know.
The answer is two. No, so, yeah, the first question was, who placed the first geocache?
Come on, chat room. Let's
go. Okay.
Oh, I've got them as well now.
Lisa K. Ulmer.
Oh, everyone's sticking with Dave Ulmer.
Yeah, well, that's the correct answer I've got. So who was the first person? David. I've got it as Dave Ulmer. So who gets it?
Lisa has written Ulmer. She hasn't written a first name.
I think we're going to have to go with the whole name. Yeah, sorry. So I've got in the chat room the first person with the full answer of Dame Ulmer is chosen 1978. Is anyone else got that?
Yep.
Well done, chosen 1978. You just won a bucket. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? You won a bucket.
Just don't kick it. Don't kick it. Don't kick it.
I'm thinking the same thing.
And there's no holes in it either.
No, dear Liza. Oh man, this can go on for all night.
but wait, that we are lucky here, Dave. Dave, fair dinkum. John and Di have generously given us a second bucket to kick.
Very generous.
Double bucket.
So we've got a second bucket. So let me go to the newest comments so I don't miss anyone.
Gary, do you have this second question lined up or do you have to wait another 5 minutes?
I do. No, I don't need to wait anymore. I've got it. So the first question was who put it out. The second question was who was the first person to find it? Full name. Don't remember. Don't forget the full name.
You can't just say a nerd. That doesn't work. No. Like, he was, but you can't say that name.
Or Acacia.
No.
Can't be Acacia either.
Well, over there, was America, there'd be a Kasha. Like
Kasha.
Gary, it'd be Kasha. Yeah.
Kasha.
Yes.
Sandy's put a thing up and just tried to buy the book, and it's not in Amazon Australia.
Let me just quickly check.
We got a winner here. Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt
Hey.
Thomas Schultz has written Michael
Tank Engine.
Well done, mate. Well done, guys. Thank you for playing. And thank you, John and Di at geostuff.com again for awesome prizes there.
Thank you very much for being so generous. Really appreciate it.
Not a worry.
So we'll be in touch with you guys and get some details and we'll pass them on to John and Di. And as I say, it'll be in the mail.
Oh, Tank Engine, thank you for the path tag we found in Acacia in Adelaide when you were over here too.
Oh, you got one of TE's path tags.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Found it in the wild. I was complaining to Hev Walker that we didn't have one, and the next day we found one.
There you go. I had to buy my TE path tag off eBay, and it was secondhand.
I had to get it at Bargain Basement Price.
Yeah, exactly. Just a 5-finger discount, as John said before.
Oh dear. So, does that wrap us up tonight, or is that?
Yeah,
it?
I'll just do a quick shout out to our Patreons, one of which is in the program. Yeah. Yeah. So, as I say, if you would like to help support the podcast, Gary, can you just pop up the banner for me? Head over to www.patreon.com/GDU podcast. And a shout out to our Patreon so far. We've got See My Shell, Ray, Kitty Cat watching, woo, Green Cordial, and GC Jazz. Thank you very much. We really appreciate your donations.
That's awesome. Yes, thank you very much, guys. Get on to Patreon. These guys need all the support you can give. And seriously, it's serious. A cup of coffee a month, like $3 a month is the minimum. $3.
That's right.
Come on. A cup of coffee. Yeah.
It really does help.
Actually, it's a cup of coffee every 2 months because it's McDonald's coffee is now like $6. So that's just, I know, it's like half a cup of coffee now a month. Come on, guys.
How can you argue with that?
Exactly. Just quickly before I sign off as well, this book itself, I know I've heard some people can't find it on amazon.com.au. I'll actually go to my Facebook page, See My Shell Facebook page, and I'll put the links in that Facebook page straight after the show.
Cool. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
So thank you, everyone, for being here again, everyone who was here live, and a big thank you to the replay viewers and listeners. You can watch the replay on YouTube or listen via podcast apps such as Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher. And I think we've got, if you can, follow us on our socials. I think we're on all of them, aren't we, PCE?
Yeah, we're on everything.
Yeah, so follow us there. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. And, thank you again.
We love it.
Come and have a chat. Oh, just quickly before we go, tomorrow is Remembrance Day. If you can, get out, buy a poppy, support our troops and their families. That's right. So, again, thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thank you for joining us. And we will see
you. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.